On to Gaza now, where Palestinians are coping with escalating factional violence. The power struggle between Fatah and Hamas has now left several people dead and dozens wounded over the last 5 days. As NPR's Eric Westervelt reports, the fighting in Gaza has people on edge, worried about a wider conflict.
A tug of war over control of Palestinian security forces has turned the long-standing rivalry between the Islamists of Hamas and the more secular Fatah men into a violent face-off. The latest of several firefights broke out near the parliament building and a police station in downtown Gaza City Monday. A Jordanian diplomat's driver was killed and several injured in the hours-long gun battle. Omar Shalak, a stonemason, was working on the exterior of a building near the parliament when the bullets began to fly into his work site. He and his crew members were pinned to the floor in fear for more than an hour.
When the shooting started, we jumped inside the building and we lay down on the ground. We could not even look through the window. There were a heavy shooting.
Violence is no stranger to Gaza residents. Daily Arab-on-Arab bloodshed is. Many here are scared and bewildered. Shalak says Fatah gunmen tried to get on the roof of his under-repair building to join the fight. He didn't let them. This is the middle of the city, he says, angrily waving his stucco-coated hands. The children are everywhere.
It's stupid. It's a craziness. I don't know who is giving orders to this or that. It's unbearable. We don't understand it. We hope that our leaders do something to put an end for all of these stupidities, because they're Muslims, their blood is forbidden to be shed.
Since Hamas stunned Fatah in January's elections, winning control of the Palestinian government, the former ruling party has refused to turn over key power bases. Hamas, some analysts say, is seizing an opening to further weaken a divided and still reeling Fatah. This weekend saw two assassination attempts of senior Fatah officials. Last week, Hamas deployed members of its previously underground military wing throughout Gaza, ostensibly to control crime. The Hamas interior minister calls his men the security forces support system. Fatah leaders denounce the move as illegal. Like many here, laborer Yusuf Aslim sees the recent violence as a precursor to a wider internal fight.
We hope not, but all factors showing that it is the beginning of a civil war.
Adding to the tensions, government workers, including tens of thousands of security men, haven't been paid in nearly 3 months. Hamas has been cut off from foreign aid and international banking due to its listing as a terrorist group by Israel and the West. The economic isolation, some argue, is only fueling the violence. Analyst Iyad Siraj says the U.S.-led isolation of Hamas is starting to backfire on the West and play into the hands of the Islamists. The Palestinian reaction to the boycott of Hamas, he says, highlights the absence of a coherent strategy to deal with the growing political clout of Islamist movements.
Hamas is seen now as a victim of a Zionist American conspiracy trying to starve the Palestinian people. And people largely are identifying with Hamas. And this is one of the usual foolish mistakes by the American administration, who wants to deal with the Muslim and Arab world, but neglecting the fact that the Islamic movements in the Arab world are a major force to be reckoned with.
Ziad Abu Amr is an independent legislator who's acted as a liaison between Fatah and Hamas. The only way out of the escalating internal fight, he says, is for Hamas to talk with Fatah and take clear steps toward moderating. He says that would have to include movement toward the demands by Israel and the West that Hamas recognize Israel and renounce violence.
And the only viable alternative is to sit and talk and to make compromises, which would end the international Israeli boycott of the Palestinian government. And if agreement is reached there, then agreement on the security file becomes a lot easier.
The factions are set to hold so-called national unity meetings Thursday. Both sides today talked up ending the feud. Hamas Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh said, "Civil war is a term that does not exist in the Palestinian dictionary." Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Gaza.